What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Frank from Marysville is. Frank, are you there?
Yes.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Okay.
For those playing at home, Frank has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Finish the famous Frozen song. Do you want to build a what?
Pass.
Who is the lead singer of Heart?
Ann Wilson.
Yes. Which southern city has hosted the most Super Bowls?
L.A.
No.
Phoenix.
No.
Tempe.
No. In the UK, they call this insect a ladybird, but what do we call it in the US?
Pass.
What band has the hit songs Gives You Hell and Swing Swing?
Pass.
The food item hominy is made from what?
Chickpeas?
No.
Garbanzo beans?
No.
Pass.
What Freaky Friday actress stars in the new Netflix holiday movie, Our Little Secret?
Lindsay Lohan.
Correct. Slapshot is a term originating from what sport?
Hockey.
Yes. Michael Lee Adey is better known as what singer?
Pass.
The first season of American Idol aired in what early 2000s year?
2012.
No. Frank, you got 3 correct.
I do a lot better when I'm not on the phone.
When you don't feel the pressure, the timer's not there.
Oh, boy. I've had anxiety for the last 5 minutes on hold.
Oh, no!
Frank, you're so precious. And I do want to say, well, I can't say it now, but I'm so glad he got one of the questions right.
Oh, I know which one.
Yeah. We'll see if Steve does. Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
Finish the famous Frozen song. Do you want to build a what?
When I build a snowman.
Yes, please never do that again, though. Who is the lead singer of Heart?
Well, Tatum likes it when I do it. Why wouldn't you?
Actually,
she doesn't.
What's that voice?
Ann Wilson?
Yes. Which southern city has hosted the most Super Bowls?
Miami.
Correct. In the UK, they call this insect a lady bird, but what do we call it in the US?
A ladybug?
Yes. What band has the hit songs Gives You Hell and Swing Swing?
Give you hell and swing swing. Ding, ding, ding. Mm-hmm. All American Rejects.
Correct.
And they had that Dirty Little Secret song, which I learned this morning. It was originally meant to be a country song.
Oh.
Which is
the
weird.
The food item hominy is made from what?
Garbanzo beans.
No.
Corn?
Yes. What Freaky Friday actress stars in the new Netflix holiday movie, Our Little Secret?
Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah. Slapshot is a term originating from what sport?
Hockey.
You know it. Michael Lee Adey was better known as what singer?
Michael who Adey?
Michael Lee Adey.
Michael Lee Adey. ML Day.
No.
I don't know.
What did you just say?
ML Day.
Steve, you got 8 correct, which is a win, 8-3. Sorry, Frank.
That's okay. I got a quick funny story that I've always wanted to tell Steve.
Oh, let's go.
We were in June. We were down in Arizona, and we went into this little town in Arizona south of Cottonwood, and my wife asked if she could do a wine tasting in this little winery.
Okay.
And it's on a strip, and we walk in, and I knew exactly who it was, and I told my wife, I go, you know who you're doing your wine tasting with, don't you? And she says, the owner? And I said, no, that's Maynard James Keenan.
Oh, that's awesome. Said,
who's that?
Oh, no!
Even better!
His book was right above the wine. It was really cool, and I was like, had a great conversation with him. He's a little different. I had to Google him afterwards, going, everything he said is not right on Google.
Oh, that's funny.
Dude, he's a unique dude. He's a hard conversation to have.
Oh, boy. When you Google him, he says he was born in like Detroit or something like that, and he told me he was born in Lakewood. And hung out on Queen Anne all the time, Capitol Hill.
I kind of love that he's just making up stories to whoever he talks
to. Just getting conflicting stories.
That's
I
awesome,
love it.
Frank. You rock.
What is the name of the winery? Is it Cadacious or something?
Cadarius?
I don't know.
Oh, I want to go.
I think it's I'm the Best.
I'm the Best.
Oh.
I'm the Best.
There was a whole documentary on Maynard and making the wine. It's a pretty fascinating watch, but he's out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to try it now. Michael Lea Day was better known as what singer?
No idea.
Meatloaf.
Oh!
I mean, he wasn't born named Meatloaf?
It's kind of shocking, isn't it? Right? And one that you didn't get to, the first season of American Idol aired in what early 2000s year?
2001.
Two. Poor Frank said 2012. I think he was a little confused.
What was the question that you were happy that he got right?
He only got the lead singer of Heart, and then the next one he got right was the Freaky Friday Netflix movie, Our Little Secret. I was going to ask if he saw it.
Oh, okay.
He even said Lilo. No, he didn't. He said Lindsay Lohan.
And it's
wow.
Caduceus Sellers?
Caduceus.
Or I don't know.
I don't like it if that's the way it actually is pronounced.
Enjoy the douches.
Yeah, it doesn't sound appealing at all.
The Daily Migs Show.
You are now the National Toy Hall of Fame, Rockaholics. We want to know, what toy are you inducting and why? Give us a call, 206-803-ROCK. Chuck, you're in Des Moines. What are you inducting into the National Toy Hall of Fame?
Oh, it's a no-brainer. It's the Evel Knievel stunt cycle.
Oh, classic.
I had that when I was a kid, and that thing was so freaking awesome.
You know what's great about it? It taught us how to jump ramp to ramp in the 70s, right? And I went by a name of Awful Knoffel. I say, watch out, Awful Knoffel's getting ready to jump, you know.
Did you ever hurt yourself on that bike, Chuck?
Oh, I got a left knee right now. You know, I'm going to be 60 in March, and man, this thing is howling at me.
Oh, boy.
I'm picturing you not in a white jumpsuit, but like in like a brown jumpsuit that's all ripped up, and it's Awful Knoffel showing up.
You know what, though? They were Sears Tuskins with the big fat pockets. You know what I'm talking about.
I absolutely do, Chuck.
Thanks, Chuck.
Oh, looking at the commercial. Nothing says 70s and 80s more than this music. Dude, that thing was great.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. 206-803-ROCK, you are the National Toy Hall of Fame. What toy are you inducting and why?
What are you inducting?
I was thinking troll dolls.
Oh. Yeah.
But the old school ones.
Yes.
Oh, not this one? Put your
hair up in the air. I don't think so.
I like the new troll dolls because they look like they're just all hopped up on Molly having a giant rave all the time.
That's why I really like the movie Trolls. It looks like it's just a colorful rave.
Yeah, whenever I watch it with Tatum, I'm like, this is just a giant rave. Like, they're just getting kids ready for rave culture. Like, this is just they're always on a search for a party, like after hours party. They show up and it's just like some announced dance party and they're all like having the best time. There's one guy who's farting glitter and everyone laughs because they think it's hilarious.
Great soundtrack.
Yes. But the old school ones are pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
They had the jewel.
Only slightly creepy.
They had the jewel in the belly, remember?
Yes, of course.
And the hair.
I had so many of those.
Is that what you would put on the list?
No, Pogs.
Pogs.
Oh, yes.
We were talking about that the other day, and I was just like, man, I miss playing Pogs like in the schoolyard, and then crying when I would lose my favorite one.
Got to work that slammer, Danny.
I still have so many of them. You know, that's a really, like, You could use that for many different terms, too.
A couple of text messages coming in for Legos. One person says, need I say more? You know, honestly, I was never... I mean, I always appreciated Legos, especially when you go somewhere and you see, like, the crazy Lego sculptures. But now having a toddler... And you kind of get knee-deep into the world of Legos, and you realize, man, this is an investment.
I do not want to be a Lego mom, mm-hmm. but he's been circling things in catalogs for the holidays, and there are so many Lego sets that he wants, and I am not looking forward to this phase of my life.
You know what's interesting, though? Lily is really into Legos, and she's also really good at building them. So when you do get into it, it's actually kind of impressive, like how their little minds work, and you're like, oh my God, they figured that out.
Well, also, I never realized this, and I'm an idiot, and I'm going to sound like a moron, but it won't be the first or the last time I say something stupid. I did not know that you needed to follow directions to build these things. Like, when I used to think, like, you'd just get them and you'd have to look at the picture on the box
and figure it out.
And try and figure out how to create this castle, not realizing there's step-by-step instructions. I almost threw those away.
Yeah.
And my wife's like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, we don't need that anymore. We just need the Legos.
Oh, no.
She's like, that's how you build it. I was like, for real?
3 to 5 hours of hell, Steve.
Yes, it's like, I'm like, wait a second. How did this become IKEA furniture all of a sudden?
206-803-ROCK. What toy are you inducting in the National Toy Hall of Fame and why? Daniel in Marysville, what's that toy for you?
A Rock'em Sock'em robot.
Nice.
Yeah. That's an excellent choice.
That was my brother. He found one of those underneath the house that he used to live in before I was born in Bremerton, in the makeshift basement, if you will. And that was the very first time that I was introduced to it. And I think we played it nonstop from Bremerton all the way around the horn through Tacoma, all the way back up into Seattle, and then for days on end.
It just never got old.
No, never did. And watching that head pop up was awesome.
Rock on, Daniel.
And it's closer to get to actually being okay with being able to fight somebody.
That's
rock 'em, sock 'em, baby.
Okay, I do have a question for you, though.
Okay.
Do you consider this to be a toy or not? The Chia Pet.
Chia.
Is that a toy? Or is it like a planter?
I feel like it falls into the toy category, although, I mean, what kind of toy is it?
Did you ever have one?
Yes.
Which one?
It was just the basic Chia one.
That's the one I had. Did you have a fun one?
Back when I was younger, we weren't so blessed to have, like, Bob Ross ones and other random, like, Chia pert people.
So what was the Chia Pet?
It was just, like...
It was like a little hedgehog. Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't anything special. Honestly, I did it once. I'm like, this was stupid.
Did it come out good?
No.
I was going to say, was it bald ink?
You had, like, rubbed the, like, seed mixture all over it.
It was a Steva Pet. It was just bald.
Oh, I just got a really great idea for a holiday collection.
Okay.
The Steva Pets.
Oh, someone just texted in the B.O.B. It's the go-to nightstand toy for years. Gotcha.
Good one. Anthony from Everett, what toy are you going to induct into the National Toy Hall of Fame?
So I would put in the Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Oh,
and the reason I say that is because when I was 4, I was adopted, and the social workers lured me into the van with Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Excuse me?
I played with that toy for years, man.
Wait, who lured you into a van with Hungry Hungry Hippos?
Social workers. I didn't want to get adopted, but they had some toys, and one of them was Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Wow.
And I got in that van so quick, man.
Did you know, I think it's at that Round 1 amusement park place, they have a giant, like, you could sit on the hippo, Hungry Hungry Hippo.
Yeah, dude. And I... Man, the amount of those little balls I shoved up my nostrils.
Classic. Jesse is in Ording. Jesse from Ording, what toy are you putting in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, it's got to be Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh, yes. Inspired the Chucky movies.
Yeah. And I remember the first time I was like, I could put in a New Kids on the Block tape and actually have him play it.
Hell yes.
Yeah, I had some buddies that were like, they would record into their boombox like awful things and they would have Teddy Ruxpin saying, I thought that was pretty. I'm pretty sure Teddy Ruxpin inspired the Child's Play doll.
I think you're thinking of the My Buddy.
My Buddy.
Yeah. But yes. Teddy Ruxpin, you're not wrong though.
Teddy talked.
Yes.
My Buddy didn't.
My and Buddy play, and me.
Yeah, I think I still have both of those at my mom's house, like in the
attic. That's kind of adorable.
The Daily Migs Show.
If you have ever experienced a sign from someone who has passed away, call us up and tell us about it. 206-803-ROCK. It was at last night's Foo Fighters show where Dave Grohl shared that he was visited in the afternoon that day by Taylor Hawkins.
I'm very curious to see, like, exactly how, like, what was it? What was, like, because I mentioned before we went to the break, my grandfather being a massive New York Yankees fan and a fan of our country, when we were going to the funeral and all that kind of stuff, a car pulled up that was fully wrapped in, like, Yankees and American flag stuff all around, like, the SUV. And it was just like, you know, sometimes I feel like you want it to be a sign, but it still helps kind of with the grieving process.
Absolutely. So last night at the Foo Fighters show, Dave Grohl said they're in San Francisco and they were out hanging on a balcony. And he said that this hawk flew past the balcony and he's watching this hawk. And he said that he swears the hawk turned and nearly kind of laughed at him. And he said, I swear to God.
I did see it on the Foo Fighters social media pages. They posted a video of a hawk going by. And that's a cool story.
Very cool story. And then they ended up dedicating the next song or a song that night, Aurora, to Taylor Hawkins. Apparently it was his favorite Foo Fighters song.
Yeah. So we still can't find the audio from this concert where he told that story. And somehow, you know, I mean, the world of social media, you would think by now, like the video would have been posted. But every night during their concerts, including when we were in San Diego, when they were playing right next door to us, the Foo Fighters will stop before they play Aurora and Dave will do something like this.
All right. We'd like to do this song every night. Because this is Taylor Hawkins' favorite Foo Fighters song, so we're going to do this one for him. If you all know and love Taylor, you got to f***ing scream it loud right now for Taylor Hawkins, would you? It's the first song we wrote together. We'd like to do it for him.
That's wild.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was Taylor Hawkins' favorite Foo Fighters song.
No, I didn't either. But I love that they make that tribute every single night. And I honestly, for some reason, I don't know what it is about birds, but birds and connecting with people that I know that have passed, it's definitely a real thing for me. I have a friend that died about almost 10 years ago now, and okay. She was really obsessed with owls and had this dress that had an owl on it. And so owls all the time. And I swear it's about once or twice a year, every year, I have some sort of a owl connection that happens, and it'll make the hair on the back of my neck stand up.
Do you remember one of the more recent ones?
Yes. So, well, when Barrett was brand new and we had just brought him home from the hospital, and I was
they call that newborn.
He was brand new, straight out the chute. I was having a really rough night.
You know, when Barrett was freshly purchased.
He was brand new. He was a newborn baby. We were having a rough night. I was in our room crying, just having a horrible time. All of a sudden, there was an owl in the tree right outside of our room. And it was like straight up hooing, talking to me.
Whoa.
And I swear, and Vanessa was a mother too. And I swear, I think it was her just kind of like coaching me through a really bad time.
And I feel like even if it's not, I mean, you never know. I mean, I'm not here to poo-poo it at all. I promise. But like the fact that it's there and it kind of puts you, I don't know, like those kind of things help with the grieving and help
Absolutely.
With the dealing with that stuff. And whether or not it's truly that or not, who knows, you know? Who knows?
Yeah.
But it still helps.
It really honestly calmed me down in that moment, and I feel like it was Vanessa paying me a visit.
How trippy is it? So this text just came in at 206-803-ROCK. My girlfriend passed away 2.5 years ago, sorry. I've gotten a few signs, and now that you guys are asking this, you're asking this today on her birthday.
Weird.
And our thoughts go out to you.
Yeah, lots of love.
Wow. That's another person said this one time back in the day when internet was young, my wife and I were playing a video game online. We had played this game multiple times. We never played the same person twice. One time we played this name and the screen name was Coca-Cola 1414. We played it multiple times. Well, my wife's father used to love Coca-Cola and his birthday was on the 14th. On the month, and on his death day was the 14th as well. So my wife and I looked at each other like, whoa, we had chills up and down our spines. It was really weird.
That is very odd.
Yeah, like these are those moments where it's like you just don't know why they're there. Maybe you're more aware of it because of all those connections, but it's a trip when they do happen.
When the universe speaks to you.
What about you, Danny? Anything?
You know, yes, multiple times, but like the one, and it's not necessarily a sign, but it's just one of those, every single one of, I think, our family members have had something to do with my grandma. And it just at different times, you know, like my mom will smell her perfume around the house and it's just like, there's no one there, you know, I think, but mine with her was, it wasn't necessarily a sign. It was just a really vivid dream. I just had a dream that she came in and was just talking to me and just like, you know, like a whole like kind of playing with my hair. And it was just like almost just like staring. And I was just like telling her about my life. And it was just like, you know, 3 years after she died. And it was like I woke up just like in the best mood, like not scared at all. Not, you know, because you think of that. You think like, oh, you're going to see a ghost or something. It might be scary. But I was just like, I literally called my mom. I was like, Grandma visited me last night. Like, this is so weird. And it was just like one of
my mom's like, have you been smoking weed, Daniel?
Yes, I have. No.
Wait, say marijuana how your mom says it.
Oh, marijuana.
Marijuana.
Yeah.
Dude, same thing with my dad one time. So my grandfather passes away, the other grandfather, but my dad's dad, and they had an awful relationship, and they hadn't talked for like 5 years, and then he died, right? So they didn't have a chance to have any kind of closure. My dad had this dream about seeing his dad, and he was wearing a very, very vivid-looking suit, like very memorable. So now my dad and my grandma, finally reconnected after the passing of grandpa because, well, you know, a lot was going on, and they were like, we need to make up. We need to finally talk again. And my dad was sharing this story, like, you know, dad just visited me in my dreams, and he apologized and all this kind of stuff, and it was very heavy. And he described the suit, and my grandma starts bawling. Like, I got goosebumps even talking about it. And my dad's like, why? And she's like, that, what you just described, was his favorite suit to wear. And he didn't have that suit when my dad and him were friends or, you know, father-son relationship. So it was like, again, like, who knows what the hell that even means and how that even works in our weird universe. But, you know, of course, I'm like, Dad, have you been smoking pot? No, kidding. But it was still like one of those surreal moments.
Yeah, totally.
And it definitely like kind of made him feel, put him a little bit more at ease, like how you were talking about how you woke up feeling good. Like my dad woke up almost feeling like he got closure, maybe with dream version of grandpa, but he still got some kind of closure with his dad that he didn't have before he passed away.
Oh, yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
Former Megadeth guitarist Marty Friedman shared that he did audition for Kiss once, but he was rejected.
Rejection.
And it's all because he was too short.
Aww. But they wear platform shoes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there shouldn't be a height requirement. They fix it.
It's an image business, brother.
Here's Marty talking about it.
I got a call from somebody from Kiss's people. They say, I think you might be interested in auditioning for Kiss. And I'm like, tell me when and where.
Nice.
Okay, we got a couple questions for you. First of all, you don't have any facial hair, do you? I'm like, no. You got long hair, right? Right. And you're skinny, right? Right. And you're over 6 feet tall. I'm like, what? I'm like 5'7½", but I'll have an operation. Yeah. I'll do something. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's not going to work out.
Wow.
I was so bummed.
Who knew?
Height discrimination.
Do you think maybe they were trolling? Like someone's like, hey, let's go F with Marty. He's short. Let's call him up and say you're in the running for the Kiss job. And then say, oh, sorry, you're not 6 feet tall.
Short shaming.
That seems weird that like they would not be, like, I mean, just put a couple extra inches in his platform shoes.
Yeah, problem solved.
No, you know, there's another musician that once tried out or attempted to try out for Kiss and got shot down as well.
Who was that?
And I don't think it was because he was short. He's actually going to be here this weekend opening up for Metallica, the drummer for Pantera, but mainly the drummer for Anthrax in Charlie Benante.
Okay.
Do you know why he got shot down?
Was he also too short?
Well, that would be weird if you're the drummer. I feel like if you're the drummer, you could be whatever height. Because, I mean, you're sitting down the entire time. That seems strange if they're like, no, you're too short to be our drummer. No, here's Charlie explaining why he got shot down immediately.
Kiss was there. They were rehearsing. They were auditioning drummers. I remember sitting in like this waiting room with all these other drummers, and I was like 15 at the time. And they said, you're too young to try out.
Aww. Grow up, kid.
You're too young, kid.
Now, you've played in some bands. Have you ever had any like weird audition situations?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, well, when I first moved out here, I was like, I need to join a band. Like, I play drums. I brought my drums with me. Like, this will be awesome. Played music in Seattle. So back in the day, there was a thing called The Stranger. I think it's still exists.
Yeah, of course.
But back in those days, and The Rocket as well, which is no longer with us, and rest in peace, Charles Cross. Mm-hmm. But they used to have advertisements, almost like dating advertisements, but for bands. So it'd be like, you know, bassist looking for a drummer or band looking for, and I found this ad in there that I was like, this is my kind of band. Like the music was exactly what I was into. So I went to like this random place on Aurora Avenue, like that was like a abandoned like warehouse type of a vibe, and went and auditioned for the band. And it went really well. And I'm like, okay, this is the band. I like their songs. It's gonna be awesome. I get a phone call from them then like the next day, and they're like, hey, we love you, blah, 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 but we just have a question. Are you willing to grow your hair out? And at the time, I'm in my 20s. And because everyone else in the band had long hair, and I didn't. And but I also knew at the time, I was like, my hair is going. You know, like I knew I was, and so there was like, I didn't think about it. I'm like, well, no, I can't grow my hair out. And they're like, well, why? And like, they were offended almost. I was like, well, I'm going bald, and I know if I grow my hair out, it's just going to look awful. And there was this long pause. And I was like, what's the, and they're like, yeah, we can't have a bald drummer.
Oh my God.
And they're like, we're sorry. And I was like, all right. And they never talked to them again. And the band was like, they had a little bit of success here in the Northwest. Nothing massive, but they were a popular local band. I can't even remember the band name, but at the time they were kind of playing all the like the local clubs. And every time I'd see their band, I'd be like, man, they hated me because I was going bald.
You know what? They probably would have made it big if they had had a bald drummer.
You're damn right they would have.
And that band was Pearl Jam.
It was. It was. Look at him now. No bald. Right? I mean, Jeff looked like he was losing his hair. What did he have to do? Wear hats until all of a sudden his hair started growing.
Exactly.
Yeah. There was just zero leeway on that one. But I would, whenever I would see that band, I wish I could figure out who they were and like look and Facebook stalk them.
Oh yeah,
because I would be nothing happier in my life if the band members were bald as well. And it was like karma,
total karma.
But I remember looking at my old roommate and they're like, what happened? I'm like, I didn't get the gig. And they're like, why? I'm like, because I'm balding.
Oh no.
The Daily Migs Show.
We were talking about how Rob Schneider apologized to his daughter, Elle King, because Elle had gone on a podcast and shared what she thought of him as a dad. Here's what was said.
I was like a really, really heavy child. My dad sent me to fat camp. And then I got in trouble one year because I sprained my ankle and I didn't lose any weight. Very toxic and very silly.
What do they do in these camps?
They literally, like, you get like a slice of turkey and like steamed vegetables for like every meal. And they make you work out all day long.
That's not healthy though.
No. And
you need way more calories than that to make your metabolism.
Yeah. And also you need therapy.
Way more turkey.
Oh yeah.
And broccoli.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, maybe not.
Rob Schneider has apologized for this, but it made us curious if we were to go home and see what our kids would say about us as parents, if we were to ask them, you know, what they think of us. So let's kick things off with my son Barrett.
Now, you were not home, so your husband Brad had to do the interrogation, or he had to host the podcast where he's asking Barrett about what he thinks about mom.
Bribing with ice cream, popsicles, anything to get him to talk about me, because he did not want to do it.
She gives me everything from breakfast to lunch and dinner. And that's the way I say.
Is she a good mommy?
Yeah.
How so? How is she a good mommy?
Because she feeds me everything I want.
Everything? Everything?
Ice cream, fruit snacks, you name it.
What else does she do?
Make me dinner sometimes.
Other than food, what?
Sometimes. Are you not feeding him all the time?
Like, who else is making this dinner?
Other than food, what does she do?
Where is your son at this time?
He's in the bath.
Oh, okay.
He's in the bath.
That makes more sense. Thank you.
We have baths.
Oh.
Does she tell funny stories at night?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
And read books?
Uh-huh.
Does she order stuff off Amazon for you?
Uh-huh.
I got to give credit to your husband. He's full going in on it. Like, he's full on journalist going with these questions.
She is going to buy me no excavator. 3000. It does not come with the dump truck. It just comes by itself for my birthday.
So the excavator doesn't come with the dump truck.
No, he doesn't want the dump truck. He just wants the standalone excavator 3000.
Got excavator 3000. I love it.
Are you upset?
Okay, what the hell is that?
I have no idea. So,
do you think your mommy's going to do nice things on your birthday?
Uh-huh.
Like what?
Make me cake.
He just needs to get his energy out every day.
Is that him making those sounds?
Yes.
That wasn't a toy?
It was not a toy.
Wow.
Yeah.
He has fun in the bath.
He was all excited.
All right, so up next is my daughter.
Yes.
Let's see how this goes.
Oh, boy.
Also, not really feeling like talking to dad on the microphone.
Like pulling teeth.
Yep.
Hey, Tatum, I have to ask you a question.
If some,
here we go.
Fine, Dad. Now, just to preface it also, I was waiting for her and Sid to get home. And when she came home, she did not look like she was in a good mood. And Sid looks at me and goes, there was a lot of traffic on Shaw. She's kind of car sick, just so you know. Oh. And I was like, oh, crap. And I'm like, Tatum, you okay? She's like, well, you know what make me feel better, Daddy? And I'm like, what? She's like, sushi and ice cream. All right, I'm going to go get some sushi and ice cream because I don't want to. I need to get some answers from this woman.
Oh, yeah.
So I got back from getting sushi and ice cream, and I was like, you know what? Now's the time to do it because she's in a good mood. If somebody said, what do you think about your daddy? What would you say?
I'm a 10.
You love me?
Yeah.
What else? Aw, you gave me a hug? Yeah, she just came over and gave me a kiss and hugged me. I got to tell you, I kind of got me. It was like, this is awesome. But it's not answering my questions, dang it.
Yeah, right.
And then put these in so they can be cold.
What did Daddy just get you?
Ice cream.
And what else?
Sushi. Yeah.
So clearly our kids only love us because we give them food.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Mostly sushi and ice cream.
And we got one more. We got Danny and his daughter, Lily. So you had her on the phone?
I did. We were on FaceTime.
Okay.
Hi, Lily.
Hi.
So I have to ask you a question.
Yeah, what is it?
What do you think of me? Somebody's like, tell me about your dad. What would you say?
He's crazy and he likes cheese.
Is that it?
What?
These are
okay,
facts.
So all of our kids are just, it's all about food.
Yeah, of course.
Ice cream and cheese.
I love him very much. He also dyes his hair a lot when I'm there.
That's what you would say?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I'm so proud. Cool. But while you were talking to her, apparently she taught you a new word.
She did. That I had never heard of before.
Do you think we know it?
No. I maybe Sarah, but I really don't think so.
Can you please tell our listeners what word you're trying to teach me?
Sigma.
Excuse me?
Sigma.
Sigma.
Even Handsome Squidward says it. What the sigma? What the sigma?
All right, does anybody know that?
Sigma? I mean, just from my time in Greek life at Wazoo.
Same.
All.
That's what he says.
Okay, but what that doesn't make sense. What does sigma mean?
Guess.
Sigma. I'm going to get that. It sounds like a fraternity or a sorority.
No.
Okay, well, what does sigma mean to you?
It means sigma to me.
All right, I would hang up the phone at this point. I got to go.
God, Dad.
But what does it mean?
It means sigma.
According to today.com, sigma means cool dude.
Yeah, but even like 5-year-old knows it. So like, I'm so sigma, or I'm so skippity, or I'm the alpha of everything.
I don't even know what the hell's going on right now, guys.
Wow.
Sigma, skippity, and alpha?
I have no idea what she was saying.
Are you still speaking English?
Sigma language.
Ah, I have a headache.
The Daily Migs Show.